You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Earl Schultz. He is the founder and president of Strategic Wealth Advisory, a family-owned independent financial advisory and planning firm. Earl has over 20 years of experience in the financial planning industry. And as a disclaimer, Earl Schultz is an investment advisor representative of AS Securities, are offered through USA Financial Securities, a member of FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Strategic Wealth Advisory and USA Financial Securities are not affiliated companies. Mr. Schultz, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that. Nice to be here.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, tell us a little bit more on your background and why you did decide to make a career change to kick things off today.
Well, I was a structural engineer for 17 years, involved mostly in the design of nuclear and other power plants. But the industry, of course, was rocked by Three Mile Island when that accident occurred. And I was being asked to take a lot of assignments overseas, which I didn't want to do because I was a family man. I had two young children actually approaching college age. But I wanted to stay home, and I became more and more unhappy with what I was doing. The company morale in the industry was very low, and it got to the point where I felt like I was just putting in time, Eric. I wasn't really making an impact on people, which is what I wanted to do.
Very interesting on the career change. So what was the most challenging thing during the process of changing careers?
Well, I should retreat a little bit here and just say, first of all, a little more of what led to that. I had, in the meantime, while I was in engineering, begun to study finance and the markets, and they really intrigued me back in the early 80s already. And it became a hobby. It was something I really enjoyed. And as I became more unhappy with the engineering career, my wife suggested to me one day that I should make a change and do something that would make me happier. So as many people do in getting into finance, I started selling life insurance and also some mutual funds as well. Now you asked about the challenges. There were a number of challenges. First and foremost, as I mentioned, I had two kids that were approaching college age, but now I suddenly had no salary. I was commissionable only at that time, no one to really call on. I had to find my own medical insurance, no longer had a 401k or any type of savings. But I would say the biggest challenge overall was definitely the constant rejection from people when you're in financial sales, and the resulting depressed state of mind, if you will. I realized I had really become a financial salesperson. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I didn't have the personality for that. It's not what I was looking for. I had a very difficult time with rejection. I think the lowest point in that initial career came when at one time I had 11 consecutive, what we call not takens. That means that 11 different households who had decided to work with me over maybe a month or 2 months worth of work suddenly changed their minds. And when I went to deliver insurance policies, changed their minds and said, we're not going to do it. And it happened 11 consecutive times.
Wow, 11 consecutive times. And I'm telling you, if you didn't give up after that, that certainly speaks volumes of who you are. Now, what is your biggest piece of advice for people looking to make a career change? Get into that a little bit from your perspective.
Well, I think I'd give you two different comments on that. The first would be, make sure you're moving to a career that's not going to be just a job, but rather something that you feel you would truly enjoy doing. It has to be something fulfilling. And in my case, of course, I had really started studying and being very intrigued with the markets and it was something I really would like and would love to do. And number two, maybe more important even, is determined to stick with it no matter how bad it gets in the short term. You really have to see yourself now in the present as the person you plan to become later on. See yourself as having already succeeded and think and act now the way you would envision that the successful person you will become will act and think. And if you focus on the short-term difficulties instead of doing that and focus on short-term failures, you're never going to rise above them.
And that's outstanding advice right there. Today we are joined by Mr. Earl Schultz, the founder and president of Strategic Wealth Advisory, a family-owned independent financial advisory and planning firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Schultz, is there something you wish you would have known before you changed careers? Anything that you would have done differently?
Yeah, I say, first of all, there's something I'm glad I didn't know when I made the career change, and that is no one had told me ahead of time how difficult it was going to be getting started, or I may never have done it. But I wish that there was a way I could have known how successful the career change would eventually be. I wish I could have told someone also how I should be immersing myself in motivational books and how incredibly important it would be to keep a positive attitude. That's the most difficult thing, I believe, in making a change when the tough times hit, keeping that positive attitude and how the career cannot succeed if you're not in the correct frame of mind.
Certainly understandable. Now, have you seen anyone attempt to make a career change and make a serious error? How can others avoid the same fate?
Actually, I have a friend in engineering who attempted to make the same career change that I made about a year before me, I believe it was, and did not succeed at all. And I think the reason for that basically is because when things got very difficult, he went back to his old career, which was more comfortable. It's easy to do. If you keep that string to your old career and look at that as a fallback, it's very easy to do exactly that instead of toughing it out. And essentially what happens there is, in this case, he made quitting one of his options, and quitting due to difficult times or short-term failures can never be an option. I've actually read numerous times in a number of different books that 9 out of 10 new businesses fail in the first 5 years. And studying successful people has indicated that most businesses are right on the verge of success when things get the toughest and the desire to quit becomes the strongest. It's at this crucial point that many actually give up, just when success is actually so close to them.
Well, Mr. Schultz, certainly has been great to have had you, and some solid information here that we could apply in any aspect of our lives, especially not giving up. And thanks for all the information and advice shared here. If you would, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yes, I'd be happy to, Eric. I would say we've all heard of the phrase garbage in, garbage out. Always fill your mind with positive thoughts. You have to dwell only on the positives and see yourself, as I said earlier, as having achieved the success you desire even before you actually get there. And then when you do have these short-term failures, short-term setbacks, it's important to learn from them, then try to forget them and move forward from there.
Well, well said, and I totally am on the same page with you there. Tell our listeners, Mr. Schultz, where they can get more information on Strategic Wealth Advisory, and how could listeners be in touch?
There are a couple of ways. One way would be to visit our website, which is www.strategicwealthadvisory.net. Another way would be to call the office at 610-404-3014 or toll free at 1-877-888-3014. We also put on educational seminars routinely, And by contacting us, we have to sign somebody up to attend one of those seminars.
Excellent. Well, Mr. Schultz, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continue success to you and the company. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric. I really enjoyed it. Have a great day.
And you as well, and we appreciate that. We've been speaking with Mr. Earl Schultz, the founder and president of Strategic Wealth Advisory, a family-owned independent financial advisory and planning firm. And for more information, once again, visit strategicwealthadvisory.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listing convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.